Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today we're going to talk about what we liked best that we happened to see
the year. It's our end of the year show where we talk about the things we saw this year. And Jean, I think we saw some great shows this year. And I want to say one thing before we begin. An apology to those shows that I know Jean and I did not get a chance to see. So as we talk about the plays we did see, there were a lot of shows we just didn't get a chance to see. Right, Jean?
Yeah, that's true. And it's certainly true of the Valley. I saw one play up there, and it was a very good play, The Marvelous Wonderettes, and they did a very good job. But that's the only play I saw in the Valley.
But we did see a lot of good shows here in the Anchorage area, and I want to go through. I have a whole list of shows here. I'm not going to read them all, but It fills up an entire page of small font. So congratulations to all the local theater companies in town here. I'm really every year just astounded at the quality of work done by the local theater companies here in Anchorage and in the Valley.
Yes, I agree. The quality of plays has changed so much since the theater conference.
The Last Frontier Theater Conference over in Valdez.
In Valdez. The actors are much better. The plays are much better. And you can't miss going to a play in Anchorage anymore. You just can't. And as far as I'm concerned, I had two plays first, and I couldn't just choose between them. One is UAA's The Night of the Iguana, which was directed by my partner, Steve Hunt, and Cyrano's Hedda Gabler with Anna Wendium, who is just wonderful. She was just amazing.
I agree. I think Hedda Gabler was a wonderful production, and Anya was a wonderful actress in that show. And I'm proud as punch that, Jean, you had mentioned Night of the Iguana. It was I was the director for that show, so I can't take credit for the show, but I was very happy with everything that went into that show.
It was a wonderful show. It was just really remarkable.
So we're talking about some of the categories here, and I think Jean just lit out the bag. Her two nominees for Best Show of the Year, Hedda Gabler and Night of the Iguana. I saw some wonderful shows as well. And you mentioned a moment ago the Last Frontier Theater Conference, and a lot of original plays are coming out of that conference. And some playwrights, we talked last week about Arlisha Jones and her co-adaptation of A Christmas Carol. She had a show this year, A Rush at Everlasting, The Perseverance also did. Dick Reichman had an original play called The Audition being done at Cyrano's. And so we saw a few original plays this year. Did you have an idea on a show you saw that might fit into the category of original play?
Yes, I liked The Audition by Dick Reichman very, very much. It was a fascinating play. The night I saw it, there was hardly any audience, but it was wonderful.
I agree. I saw The Audition, and I was privileged to actually have been in a reading of that play before it went into production, so I was very glad to see how it came out on stage, and I think it was a wonderful production. I was very impressed also with the acting in that show. They did a wonderful job. I wasn't sure. Often plays about theater, I don't really enjoy as much because being involved in theater, I don't like to see plays about what I do, but I thought Audition was a very wonderful show.
I did, too. I thought it was terrific. The night I saw it, there was hardly any audience, but it was it was like the first night, and I presume it got more audience later on because it was terrific.
It did. Well, let's go on to another category here, Jean. Let's talk about Best Actress. I think you already mentioned Anya is your nominee for Best Actress. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. She's just outstanding. I'm sorry that she's had to go back to Sweden, and we will miss her.
I enjoyed Anya's performance as well, but I have to go back to a show, perhaps the first show I saw this year, The Syringa Tree, done at Cyrano's, and Nava Saracino's one-woman production where she played, I think, 22 characters, totally astounded me to the point where I have to nominate her for my Best Actress of the Year award. That's Nava Saracino for her production, her performance in The Syringa Tree.
I thought it was outstanding. I couldn't believe what she did. Her voice would change with each character. She was just amazing.
Well, let's talk about, let's say best actor in a show. What do you think about some of the shows you saw this year for best actor?
Well, I have to go to Boston Christopher.
In his production, or his performance in Perseverance Theater's production of An Iliad.
Yes, the Iliad I had read many, many times before, and I could almost recite it as he went along. But his acting was really outstanding. It was an amazing performance.
I agree, and I'm not sure what it is about one-person shows. I think Nava in Syringa Tree and Boston in An Iliad. An actor really gets to highlight their talents in portraying different characters and portraying just commanding the stage. And I think one-person shows can sometimes work very much against an actor because if they can't hold the stage, mm-hmm. it doesn't work. And I think both Boston and Nava, for me, mm-hmm. my best actor and actress in this year's season.
Yes, I agree completely because they were just amazing. I thought that Anchorage Opera's Madame Butterfly was just outstanding. Now, I'm an opera fan, and so not all of our listeners are, so I hesitate to mention that, but it really was a marvelous production.
I have to admit, I didn't get a chance to see that show, but I did see a show that I was impressed that's sort of around the same theme. That's M. Butterfly, as produced by UAA Theater. And I say Jessica Jacob did an outstanding job in directing that production, one of my top directors for the year.
Yeah, I didn't see it, so I'm just mentioning the opera, which, as I say, I'm an opera fan, so...
Well, this is Stage Talk on KSKA, and this is our end-of-the-year special where Gene and I are going through some of the shows we saw this year, talking about some of our favorites. And again, we didn't see everything. As we just mentioned, Gene saw the Madame Butterfly the opera had done. I saw M. Butterfly that UAA had done. So we saw some wonderful plays this year as well as some wonderful opera. We're kind of going through what we saw and highlighting some of the shows and the personnel of those shows this year. So, Gene, let's talk about, you mentioned one thing I like to talk about, and maybe mm-hmm. this is something that some people miss, but I guess this is the technical aspects of theater. And I think some of the technical people this year did an outstanding job. And you mentioned Night of the Iguana a moment ago, and although I directed that show, I would still like to say that Dan Carlgren did an amazing job with that set. What was your opinion about that?
Yes, set? I thought so too. The set was astonishing, and it carefully isolated people when they need to be isolated and joined them together when they didn't needed to be together, and it was astonishing. I would like to go back to, mention one other play that I was really very impressed by, and that was Night Mother, directed by Bob Pound, with Linda Benson and Tiffany Dennis, just two characters, and it was astonishing.
That was a wonderful show. It was a sort of a collaboration between ACT and RKP Productions, being produced mm-hmm. over at Grant Hall Theater on the campus of APU. Mm-hmm. Two people on stage holding your attention the entire time. You knew what was going to happen by the end of the play, and yet you couldn't turn away.
Absolutely. It just held your attention. And the night I was there, I had to get home for other reasons, but they were having a conference, and almost everybody stayed for the conference afterwards.
Well, why don't we go ahead and jump to, we sort of danced around our best production. Do you want to go ahead and talk about what your favorite of all productions was this year? You mentioned Hedda Gabler or Night of the Iguana. Were there other plays that you saw that really, really stood out for you?
Yes, The Audition by Dick Reichman. It was an astonishing play. The night I saw it, there was hardly any audience, and I felt that it needed more audience.
Mm-hmm. And it did finally got more audience as we went along here. So we've mentioned some of the top plays of the year. My nominee is The Syringa Tree for Best Production. I think that was an outstanding show. We've mentioned The Audition. We've talked about Night of the Iguana. We talked about Night Mother and Hedda Gabler. So some wonderful shows going on this year. Anything else you want to talk about some of the shows you saw this year, Gene?
Well, I thought, going back to Anchorage Opera, I thought stage handling of that rather complex opera was excellent. They show each scene was carefully done, and yet they didn't change the scenery very often. But in each case, through lighting and things like that, it made it wonderful.
Well, as many people know, this is our last show of the year. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to everybody who's out there listening to the show. I'd also want to say it's a happy and a sad occasion as well, because this is the last show for Jean Paul.
Thank you.
Who was my partner and who brought me onto the show when I was just a guest. And she brought me on and has taught me a lot about being a host. And Jean, I want to thank you for being the voice of Stage Talk.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry to have to leave, but my age and my driving ability is killing me, so I can't drive anymore.
But for fans of Stage Talk, we will always have a place here for you in the show, Jean, if you ever want to come back and interview some people and just sit in and enjoy the show. You've been just a wonderful person involved with Anchorage Theater. I remember meeting you probably back in 2000 at the Last Frontier Theater Conference. And I remember you walking up and down the aisles, greeting people, talking to people, seeing some of your plays being read there, seeing you act in some of the plays there. You have been just one of the people of the Anchorage Theater and opera scene that has been an inspiration to many of us here in Anchorage. And it's so nice to have you as a co-host. And I, for one, will miss you and miss you and miss you.
And I want to thank you, and I'm tearing up. I'm sorry to end the show like this, but thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Well, next year we'll have some more Stage Talk shows with board guests. We'll be minus one important guest or host, which is Jean Paul. So until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.